This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 345 for Monday, April 11th. ICE canola futures are higher on Monday after a day of choppy trading that saw prices on either side of unchanged. The May canola contract is up $1.30 at $1,166.90 per ton. The July contract gains $3.60 at $1,142.40 per ton, while new crop November rises $1.40 at $1,012.50. Weakness in global crude oil prices are putting pressure on edible oils. There are losses in the Chicago soy complex, but there are gains in European rapeseed, as well as the front months of Malaysian palm oil. A major spring snowstorm is forecast to hit southern Manitoba and parts of the United States' northern plains. The snow will bring much-needed moisture content to the soil. The Canadian dollar is lower with the loonie at 79.16 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 79.43. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports a large private sale of corn to China. It's comprised of 680,000 tons of old crop and 340,000 tons of new crop. The USDA released its export inspections report, and for the week ending April 7th, outbound movements of soybeans are more than 766,000 tons. Corn export inspections are nearly 1.42 million tons, and those for wheat amount to 411,000 tons. The department will issue its second crop progress report of the year at 3 p.m. CDT. The war in Ukraine continues to underpin wheat and corn values. Despite the peace efforts by the Chancellor of Austria, there is very little prospect to ending the bloodshed. Russia prepares to ramp up its offensive in eastern Ukraine. Ongoing dry conditions in Argentina and Brazil are posing a challenge to their soybean and corn crops. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The July contract falls 27 cents at $16.41 per bushel. July soy oil gives up nearly 6 tenths of a cent at 72.91 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal loses $8.40 at $4.54.20 per short ton. Corn futures turned lower on Monday as the July contract pulls back 2 cents at $7.59 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the July contract gaining 5.5 cents at $7.61. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago July spikes 31 cents at $10.89. Kansas City July vaults 35.5 cents at $11.45.50. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July is up 10.5 cents at $11.37. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, April 11th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.